Good morning, everyone. My name is Miss Christine. Are you ready for stories and jokes? Do you want to learn about spring with me? If you said yes, then I think you're listening to the right radio station. So, let's get started. Our first book is called And Then It's Spring by Julie Fogliano. First, you have brown. All around you have brown. Then there are seeds, and a wish for rain, and then it rains. And it is still brown, but a hopeful, very possible sort of brown. And is that a little green? No, it's just brown, sort of brown. Then it is a week, and you worry about those little seeds. And if maybe it was the birds, or maybe it was the bears and all that stomping, because bears can't read signs that say things like, "Please do not stomp here. There are seeds and they are trying." And then it is one more week, and the brown, still brown, has a greenish hum that you can only hear if you put your ear to the ground and close your eyes. And then it is one more week, and a sunny day, that sunny day that happens right after that rainy day. And you walk outside to check on all that brown, but the brown isn't around, and now you have green. All around you have green. The end. This book is called Hooray for Spring! By Kazuo Iwamura. Spring was here at last. Mick, Mac, and Molly leaped from branch to branch. They're squirrels. "Hooray for spring!" they shouted. "Look," called Mac. "Caterpillars. They're eating the leaves." "That's what caterpillars like to eat," Molly said. "Look at the beautiful cherry blossoms," said Molly. "And the bees," Mick shouted. "They are sucking the nectar from the blossoms," Molly explained. "Look," said Mac, "a baby bird. Is it lost? It looks hungry." "What do baby birds like to eat?" asked Mick. "I don't know," said Molly.
"Maybe pine cones," said Mick.
"Yummy," said Mac.
"I don't think so," said Molly.
"Here, baby bird," said Mick. "We brought you some pine cones."
"The seeds are delicious," said Mac.
But the baby bird shook its head. It did not want any pine cones.
"That's what I thought," said Molly.
"How about some sweet cherry blossoms?" said Molly.
"The bees love them," said Mac.
"I don't think baby birds do," said Mick. "Here, baby bird," said Molly. "Have some cherry blossoms. The bees make honey with them." But the baby bird shook its head again. It even shook its little wings. It did not want any cherry blossoms.
"I thought so," said Mick.
"What does this baby eat?" said Mick.
"Acorns?" suggested Mac.
"Raspberries," suggested Molly.
"Mushrooms?
Walnuts?
Milk?"
"That's right! Milk from its mama!" shouted Mick. And then up flew Mama Bird with a fat green worm in her mouth. The baby bird raised its head happily. It opened its mouth wide, and in went the worm. Delicious!
Ew!
"You should have seen the baby bird," Mick told Mama and Papa. "It didn't want pine cones for lunch," said Molly.
"Or cherry blossoms," said Mick.
"It wanted a worm," said Molly. "The baby opened its mouth, and in it went," said Mick.
"Look," said Mac, "I'm a baby bird."
And everyone laughed. The end. So now that we know what spring is about, why don't we tell some jokes? What season is it when you were on a trampoline?
Springtime.
When do monkeys fall from the sky?
During April showers.
Can February march?
No, but April may.
What flowers grow on faces?
Tulips.
Why is the letter A like a flower?
Because a B comes after it.
Why did the bird go to the hospital?
It needed treatment.
What did the alien dandelion say to the earth dandelion?
Take me to your weeder.
If a farmer raises wheat in dry weather, what does he raise in wet weather?
Why, an umbrella!
So did you know that Tuesday was the first day of spring only a couple days ago? And it will keep being spring till halfway through June. Can you tell me which season will start then? Yep, summer. So when you think of spring, what do you think of? Remember what we read about in the books? I think of warm weather, flowers, rain. Did you know that because of the way the earth tilts a little to the side during the spring, that means that days get longer and we get more sun? That also helps to melt any leftover snow, though we didn't get too much of that this year, did we? And when the weather gets warmer and more rain starts to fall, that starts all the plants growing again. If you look outside, you may see little buds on tree branches where leaves are starting to grow. And if you look on the ground, you may see bits of green starting to pop up. I know at my house, we have some daffodils already peeking their heads out of the soil. But all of these changes in the weather make bad weather more likely, too. Sometimes really bad blizzards or snowstorms happen in the spring. It doesn't look like it, because it's so warm out right now, but sometimes it does. And in late spring, around May, hurricanes start forming too. And just to keep things interesting, did you know that the Earth has a top half and a bottom half? And each half has the opposite season. So while spring is happening up here in the northern hemisphere, on the top half, fall is starting in the southern hemisphere, on the bottom half. Isn't that neat? Now, who here has ever heard the song Five Green and Speckled Frogs? If you know it, would you please sing it with me? And if you haven't, I'm sure you'll pick it up, and you can clap in the meantime. Five green and speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum! One jumped into the pool, where it was nice and cool. Then there were four green speckled frogs. Yum, yum. Four green and speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating the most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool, where it was nice and cool. Then there were three green speckled frogs. Yum, yum. Three green and speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool, where it was nice and cool. Then there were how many? Two green speckled frogs. Two green and speckled frogs sat on a speckled log, eating some most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool, where it was nice and cool. Then there was one green speckled frog. One green and speckled frog sat on a speckled log, eating the most delicious bugs. Yum, yum. One jumped into the pool, where it was nice and cool. Then there were no green speckled frogs. They were all gone. Would you like to dance to some other songs now?
There's a little white duck sitting in the water. A little white duck doing what he ordered. He took a bite of a lily pad, flapped his wings and he said, I'm glad I'm a little white duck sitting in the water. Quack, quack, quack. Next is a frog. There's a little green frog swimming in the water. A little green frog. jumped right off of the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little green frog swimming in the water. Glumph, glumph, glumph. A little black bug is next, and he's floating in the water. There's a little black bug floating in the water. A little black bug doing what he oughter. He tickled the frog on the lily pad that the little duck bit, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little black bug floating on the water. Chirp, chirp, chirp. Next we have a little red snake who is lying in the water. There's a little red snake lying in the water. A little red snake doing what he oughter. There's nothing left but the... No, that's wrong. Let's do the snake again. There's a little red snake lying in the water. A little red snake doing what he oughter. He frightened the duck and the frog so bad he ate the little bug, and he said, I'm glad I'm a little red snake lying in the water. Now there's nobody left sitting in the water, nobody left doing what he oughter. There's nothing left but the lily pad. The duck and the frog ran away. It's sad that there's nobody left sitting in the water. Boo!
The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma. The sun's not simply made out of gas. No, 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 the sun is a quagmire. It's not made of fire, forget what you've been told in the past.
Plasma.
Electrons are free.
Plasma.
A fourth state of matter, not gas, not liquid, not solid. The sun is no red dwarf. I hope it never morphs into some supernova collapse. Orb, 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 orb. The sun is a miasma of incandescent plasma. I forget what I was told by myself. Elf, elf, elf.
Plasma.
Electrons are free.
Plasma.
A fourth state of matter, not gas, not liquid, not solid.
Plasma.
Forget that song.
Plasma.
They got it wrong. That thesis has been rendered invalid.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along. ¶¶ bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but I still listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin comes hopping along.
A frog went a-courtin', he did ride. A frog went a-courtin', he did ride. A frog went a-courtin', he did ride with a sword and a pistol by his side. He rode up to Miss Mousie's den. He rode up to Miss Mousie's den. He rode up to Miss Mousie's den. Said, Miss Mousie, won't you let me in? Frog said, my dear, I've come to see. Frog said, my dear, I've come to see. Frog said, my dear, I've come to see if you, Miss Mousie, will marry me. I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what to say to that till I speak to Uncle Rat. So Uncle Rat, he rode to town. So Uncle Rat, he rode to town. So Uncle Rat, he rode to town and bought his niece a wedding gown.
Such a fun place to play. There are lots of animals there every day. Some of them swim and some of them walk, and some of them whistle and some of them talk. The little green frog hops around. The little green frog hops around. The little green frog hops around and hops on its lily pad. Such a fun place to play. There are lots of animals there every day. Some of them swim and some of them walk, and some of them whistle and some of them talk. The little red bird flies around. The little red bird flies around. The little red bird flies around, flapping his little red wings. Such a fun place to play. There are lots of animals there every day. Some of them swim and some of them walk, and some of them whistle and some of them talk. The big old fish swims around. The big old fish swims around. The big old fish swims around, flapping his big old fins. Such a fun place to play. There are lots of animals there every day. Some of them swim and some of them walk, and some of them whistle and some of them talk. The bumblebee buzzes about. The bumblebee buzzes about. The bumblebee buzzes about. Such a fun place to play. There are lots of animals there every day.
Some of them swim and some of them walk, and some of them whistle and some of them talk. Some of them swim and some of them walk, and some of them whistle and some of them talk. Some of them swim and some of them walk, and some of them whistle and some of them talk.
It's gonna rain, clouds cover sun. It's gonna rain, dirt turn to mud. It's gonna rain, thunder is far. It's gonna rain, so get in the car. It's gonna rain, don't be afraid. It's gonna rain, that's how lightning is made. It's gonna rain, but not for a while. Frown upside down is a smile. It's gonna rain, the flowers need it. It's gonna rain, the rivers need it. It's gonna rain, the puddles need it. It's gonna rain, the clouds are leaking down, down. The clouds are leaking down, down. The drops are falling down, down. The sky is dripping down. Na na na, it's gonna rain. Trip, trip, trip. It's gonna rain, don't be mad. It's gonna rain, the sun is sad. It's gonna rain, but that's okay. Let it rain, it's the end of the day. Down, down, the clouds are leaking. Down, down, are falling down, down. The sky is dripping down. Na na na, it's gonna rain.
Little ducks went out one day over the river and far away. The mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. Only two little ducks came back. Two little ducks went out one day over the river and far away. The mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. Only one little duck came back. Little duck went out one day over the river and far away. The mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. But none of the three little ducks came back. So the big mother duck went out one day over the river and far away. The mother duck said, quack, 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 quack. All of the three little ducks came back. All of the three little ducks came back.
And that's all we have today, folks. If you want to read more about spring, why not visit your local library? They'll have all sorts of books to help you out. And some really fun programs, too, like this one. Anywho, this is Miss Christine signing off. I hope you'll join me next week at the same time. Bye!